Glory to God forever. Did you know that God offers every person the opportunity to fellowship with Him? That's the deepest reality of knowing Him. He offers eternal life to every person. And it's an entire new life that He offers. It's the only life, because He is existence and life itself. God Almighty, the great and awesome God, the only true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This fellowship with Him that's the anointing, but it's so glorious because He's so glorious He can't be put into words. And really, there's so much to say about it. But at the same time, it's so simple. It's the presence of Jesus Christ. It's the presence of God. Glory to God. The last few messages I've been talking about the Trinity. Oh, how glorious this is. You know, and again, I've said this before, but it's so important. Yes, I want to teach and to get into to the great treasures that God reveals to us and that are in the Bible. But the biggest treasure, the most incredible treasure, is Him. Jesus the Christ. He's God Almighty. That's the key, is meeting Him. When someone meets Him, they find everything. Everything they have ever wanted and desired, and He's everything that we could ever want. It's all found in Him. We've gotten it reversed. We've tried to do everything. We've tried to search the Bible, which is, the Bible is great. It's God's holy word. We revere it. But we've searched that. We've done ministry. We've done this. We've done everything, but just go directly to Him. And I know there's a balance in all that, but let's go directly to Him. He'll reveal Himself, and His name is the great God Jehovah, the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. This glorious revelation that Jesus Christ is God is just like, again, you could do a series about that, and you could do a trillion messages, and you would just be beginning to touch the surface of this, of the riches, of the glory, of the mystery. And I continue to emphasize this because I'm so disappointed in all of us. We've all gone, like sheep have gone astray, and we've done other things. I have, and I'm repenting and just asking for, coming to God in great humility, that I've spent time on other things and not on this. But we can forget what's behind, and we can move forward in Him because He's merciful and long-suffering and patient. Amen. The fact that Jesus Christ is God Almighty, it's just so awesome that this whole, God did everything and put everything in Jesus Christ to save mankind. To save the world. Jesus emphasized that. I've been really delving into the bread of life passage in John chapter 6. And Jesus repeats several times. He talks about how the Father sent Him. That God sent Him from heaven. He's the bread from heaven, which came down from heaven and gives life to the world, to the whole world. And yet, only a smaller percentage of, a minority of people receive Him. Thank the Lord for the 2.2 billion Catholics and Christians who have at least the potential of being saved. Doesn't mean they're all saved. The bread which came down from heaven, the Father sent Jesus, God sent Him. Oh, hallelujah. And he emphasized it several times. If he said it just once, it's eternally important, right? His words are even in that teaching. He's at the end of it. He said, it's the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit. They are life. Glory. And really, when we find the Holy Spirit, then we realize the whole Bible, you know, it comes alive and it's God speaking to us. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit speaking to us at the same time. There's no competition in the Trinity. You know, in the glorious, and then everything becomes glorious. The whole story of Elijah, Elijah's a type of Jesus Christ. Elisha, S-H-A, their names are similar, but he is a type of the believer. And Elijah has the anointing that's so the most powerful anointing that a human, he and Moses had the two most powerful anointings, the presence of God in their life of any humans who've ever lived. They were with Jesus in the transfiguration. And Elijah goes to heaven in a chariots of fire. That's the Holy Spirit. That's God. That's Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus said about the Holy Spirit, He will glorify me. I love that. I love that. That Jesus is God. You know, and yet everything He said, it's like, He just said it, put it all right there. He'll glorify me. Awesome. Awesome. Jesus the Christ. When someone finds Jesus, you know, we have this picture of like, oh, people all over the world say, I have Jesus, and they point to their chest and say, Jesus lives in my heart. Well, that's great that they know Jesus. But when we meet the Holy Spirit, we realize He's God Almighty. And our old nature is now gone. And our whole spirit being, which is shaped, our body is shaped like our spirit being, is now born again and born of the Spirit and is now a new, permeated with God's presence, with the presence of Jesus Christ. And then if that, and here's the thing about the anointing, I'll finish up with this. When someone cultivates that personal presence of Jesus in their life, okay, and it overflows, that's when God can anoint them and the Spirit of the Lord can come upon them for ministry. And that's the anointing that comes upon us that Jesus talked about in when He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That's for service. It's the presence of Jesus is the key. Amen.